Unless you're living under a rock, you're probably working your butt off in your small business trying to manage these ever-changing challenges outside of your control, all the while costs are increasing and sales are getting harder than ever to make. But amidst this trying journey, there's one constant that can make or break your success: your cash flow. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting out, you should know that keeping costs in check is a superpower. It's the secret sauce that allows you to weather storms, stay competitive, and thrive even in the most uncertain times. The question is, have you got them in check? If not, want to learn? Here are some ways you can start now. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. In today's fiercely competitive business landscape, there is an issue that poses a significant threat to business owners and businesses, and that is this rising cost of doing business. It has emerged as the greatest barrier right now, casting this shadow over the path to success and hindering the ability of most small businesses to operate at their full potential. Such rising costs are leaving businesses grappling with the challenge of keeping their doors open whilst trying to maintain some level of profitability. It's become the elephant in the room that is now demanding attention and effective solutions by business owners all over. The question, which is no doubt plaguing the minds of most business owners, is though, how do we overcome this obstacle, this barrier, and continue to run a successful business? Well, the time has come, my friend, to confront this challenge head on, to look to ways to implement cost-cutting strategies that will challenge the way we operate our businesses and make effective changes so that we aren't being held back by these external impacts. By doing so, we have the power to navigate through this process and hopefully emerge victorious on the other side. But it's a battle that is going to require some flexibility, some adaptability, and a relentless pursuit towards building in efficiencies into the way we actually do things in our businesses. So in this episode, I wanted to discuss ways that you can cut costs while still being able to meet the obligations that are necessary to run your business successfully. But first things first, as costs rise and it becomes more and more challenging to control the increases of costs in your business, it needs to be highlighted more than ever. And I know I sound like a broken record when I do this, but it needs to be highlighted more than ever that it's becoming increasingly important that businesses get real about how frequently they're updating their financial information. I work closely with business owners, and it still astounds me after 20 odd years of doing this, just how many are making financial decisions without actually having updated any of their financial systems or any of the financial information. Now, let's start with a term that I know I've mentioned before and you're probably all too familiar with: the bank reconciliation. Insert eye roll here. But let me just tell you, a bank reconciliation is seriously an effective way to capture where your money has gone and then be able to use this information to effectively decide where your money now needs to go. And if nothing else, a bank reconciliation should flush out all these outgoings that you've committed to as a business owner and the regularity at which those outgoings are leaving the business. But what does this have to do with cost cutting, you ask? How do you know what moves you can make if you don't know what moves you've got available to make? You see, cost cutting isn't just about going without. It's about strategically removing any ineffective costs from your business. Those that don't support the framework in which you now operate your business. Therefore, it's extremely important to know what your starting point is, i.e., have your financial information up to date before you start to consider where costs should or could be cut. Therefore, if you want to make effective decisions daily for your business, you can't update your financial information on a quarterly basis because you just might find yourself making more mistakes due to incorrect data. So what are the action points here? Because you know I'm all about action. You need to work out a way to effectively and efficiently update your financial data on a regular basis. I personally recommend a minimum of a week until you are in the habit of understanding the importance and the effectiveness of doing it that way. Now, with relevant and up-to-date financial information on hand, here you are. You can now work on a cost-cutting strategy that makes sense to your business. Now, I'm not going to bore you with fluff when it comes to cost-cutting strategies because let's face it, none of us have time for that sort of bullshit right now. So my friend, I'm going to jump straight in and I'm going to start with the obvious. Get rid of any expenses in your business that no longer serve any purpose. And you know what? We all have them. And if we are honest enough, they're going to be easy enough to find. The real question is, how do you determine what no longer serves you or your business as an expense? Now, there are going to be some that stand out, that are going to be glaringly obvious that they are no longer needed to run the business. But then there are going to be some that seem to be needed, but the rate at which they are needed or the volume of those costs may be a little too high. So you need to review them. Let me give you an example. If you have, say, a subscription to Xero, right? Because again, finance is top of mind. So Xero is an accounting program, but you might have a subscription to Xero, which you originally set up for more users than you have right now. Now, if you no longer have that many users, you may actually be paying extra. And therefore, by reducing the number of users that have access to that particular subscription, you may actually be saving money. I've seen this over a number of different types of subscriptions, and no doubt you'll be able to characterize by at least one or more in your business right now. You'll be able to identify them for sure. And the thing is with these particular subscriptions, they are often overlooked because a restructure might have taken place in the business or people leave. And because they're such a small cost, they're not top of mind. And therefore, they're not the first thing to be thought of. But believe me when I say these little expenses add up over time. And well, quite frankly, let's face it, the money's better in our pocket than in theirs. So it's always good to go back and check in on that. So how do you do that? You simply get a hold of your bank statements for the last 1 or 2 months and go through it line by line. Sounds tedious? I know. But so does applying for a loan when your cash runs out. So as they say, my friend, pick your battle. Now, going through your bank statements line by line is the most effective way to not only find those expenses that no longer serve your business or have any purpose, but it's also a great way to locate trends on how you're spending your money and where it's going. Now, you may think this process seems silly because after all, let's face it, you run your business, you know what expenses you have, right? Now, let me tell you what I do know and have observed when it comes to expenses and the behavior of business owners is that 9 times out of 10, many don't include these incidental costs that it takes to run their business. Yep, that's right. If I was to ask you to sit down and put together a budget complete with every cost that it takes to run your business, I bet You wouldn't include things like the number of coffees that you may purchase on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, or, you know, those lunches that you throw in, or any gifts potentially, maybe some off-the-cuff staff incentives that come along the way. You know what I'm talking about. All the things. We all have them. The point I'm trying to make here, though, is I bet if I asked you to develop this budget, you wouldn't put them in your budget. And therefore, by not putting them in your budget, you're not considering them as a cost to your business. And therefore, you're not keeping an eye on them. And if you're not keeping an eye on them, they could get out of hand. And here's what happens. When you're trying to identify where your money is going, you're left scratching your head and wondering where your money went. This is what this tedious task will uncover that you won't be able to do on your own. And why is that important in the cost-cutting exercise? Because it will bring further awareness of these costs and these habits to the surface, and it's going to answer more questions about where your money has gone than you probably were even asking yourself. And it will not only answer the where the money is going, but it will also answer the when, so that you know the frequency at which this type of spending is leaving your business. Whilst we're on the topic of uncovering trends and the whens, this will highlight what is triggering spend in your business, these trends. Now, I want to bring up one that is quite prevalent, certainly at this time of the year, but it's often a fallacy. And this is this whole, let's quickly spend money at the end of financial year sales, or let's wait to the end of financial year sales and spend our money. Now, whilst on the surface, I can see what would trigger this type of thinking. But the reality is, when you're trying to cut costs in your business, all savings, not just because of sales, but the pointless spend savings, is important to consider. Here is what I have to say about this. Unless the spend is necessary at that immediate point in time when those financial year-end sales hit your socials and become very obvious to you, if it's not necessary at that immediate point in time, as per your plan, yes, I'm talking about your business plan, don't spend the money. Don't spend it. Even if you have plans in the next 6 to 12 months of purchasing that particular thing, or making that type of spend, whether it be on people or not, I wouldn't recommend spending the money earlier just because you're presented with the temptation or the FOMO that comes with the hype around of an end of year or an end of year sale. And here's why this is important. When your cash flow is stretched, unnecessary spending of any type will only put more pressure on you for the immediate moment. You know what? Don't do that to yourself. Stick to your plan. Use the cash you have available to you for the things that are needed to be paid. Because if you are using cash that you would assign to other expenses in your business to take advantage of said sales, you're then going to find yourself in a position of having to try and find other cash to pay for the current obligations that you have. And who knows? In all honesty, your plans may change and you may not need that item in the future. You may change your course of action. Anyway, I want to move on from that point, but it is important to note. But moving on, another way to cut costs is to understand that it's essential to regularly assess and reassess your supplier and the suppliers that you have to ensure that you're getting the best value for money. Henry Ford famously said, "Quality means doing it right when no one is looking." And right now, with the challenges we're facing in this rapidly changing world, it is more crucial than ever to scrutinize the suppliers that we have to ensure that we're securing both competitive pricing and exceptional quality control. Our suppliers play a pivotal role in our business success. We know that. And it's impacting not only our bottom line, but also our overall profitability, as well as our customer satisfaction piece. Now, every business owner would understand the vital role that timely delivery and reliable quality control play in maintaining competitive edge. So it's really, really important to keep touch with your suppliers. And by taking the time to evaluate who our suppliers are, what sort of pricing we have, we should go on this journey of trying to optimize the efficiency and the effectiveness of the costs that come with having these suppliers. It's an opportunity to not only assess the value that we receive in terms of price, reliability, responsiveness, but also in product or service quality, which are the more obvious ones. We need to start questioning, are we truly getting the best deal in the market? Potentially, there could be other alternative suppliers who could offer better terms and conditions, better price points, or improved quality controls. And these are the questions that we need to demand our attention in order to stay ahead of this game. And in this fast-paced and competitive market, continually assessing your suppliers is no longer a luxury. It becomes a necessity. And being proactive, it's a proactive measure that will empower us to adapt to these changes, these market changes, these things that we are outside of our control, but it allows us to capitalize on potential cost-cutting opportunities to ensure our own profitability is taken care of. So I implore you to be sure to make this a regular priority for your business at various points in time. The last point I wanted to touch on today as we explore various cost-cutting examples is a review of loans and payment arrangements. Often when we find ourselves in challenging circumstances, securing a deal for cash becomes the primary focus, while the finer details of that deal, especially the associated costs, may actually take a backseat. Now is the time to prioritize these financial arrangements that you have and put them under a microscope. It is worth adding these loans and payment arrangements to this investigation that you're doing when it comes to cost cutting. Even if the deal has been finalized, it doesn't mean you can't continue to challenge the terms and seek better alternatives to suit your needs. So take control of your financial destiny by considering options such as refinancing to potentially secure lower interest rates. Don't hesitate to negotiate with lenders. Aim to reduce those interest rates or even challenge those administrative fees with the goal of having them removed completely. Now remember, every dollar saved counts towards improving your business's profitability and the overall financial health and stability of your business. Moreover, I want you to consider the possibility of adjusting the payment amount even. Engage in open conversations with your lenders. Share the challenges that you might be currently facing. In these times of economic volatility, lenders are more likely to be receptive more than ever to finding a mutually beneficial solution, because that's the point. It's got to be mutually beneficial. But things like reducing the payment amount, you can actually alleviate some immediate financial strain and hopefully free up some resources to reinvest in this business growth to be able to continue to sustain those repayments at a later stage. The thing is, my friend, never underestimate the power of reviewing and reevaluating financial agreements. The potential savings from these seemingly small adjustments can actually have a profound impact on your business's profitability and that long-term foundation and sustainability that you're after. So, my friend, in the quest to cut costs and maximize efficiencies, challenge the value-added costs. Understand the way you spend money. Lean on your suppliers to seek better outcomes. Examine loans and payment arrangements. They are all critical steps. By taking charge of your financial situation in this way, you're going to empower yourself to make more informed decisions that lead to a healthier bottom line. So, go make it a priority to investigate, negotiate, potentially restructure these arrangements to achieve a better deal, reduce costs, and pave the way for your business's continued success. So go forth, my friend, cut those costs and keep that cash in your pocket instead. Whatever you decide to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.